Bizarre.
WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
A man is behind bars because deputies say he attacked two people with a sword. He was angry over socks.
He was angry over socks.
That is correct.
So he took a sword.
Deputies were called to a home for the incident. 47-year-old Brandon McCray started arguing with people inside his home and accused several of them of stealing his socks.
Mm-hmm.
The report states McCray threatened the people in the home, saying that he would be back and they would be sorry.
I don't know. We're looking at a picture of the guy. He seems sort of buttoned down.
Deputies say Cray then left the home and returned with a ninja sword, but he used which he used to injure two people.
Well, he knew the ninja and how often they were able to keep track of their socks.
One woman identified as the suspect's ex-girlfriend suffered a large and significant cut on her leg from the sword.
So he was just flailing away.
Deputies say McCray also swung the sword at a man's head and neck. The victim suffered injuries to his hands and arms. And the man also nearly lost several of his fingers in the whole thing.
The question is, did he find his sock?
I don't know. There was no resolution on that. McCray left the home after the attack. He was taken into custody at a neighbor's house and is facing charges of domestic aggravated battery with deadly weapon and attempted murder. both victims are expected to be okay.
It's like the worst samurai movie ever.
Yeah. A man known in his trailer park as Santa Claus, because he looks a little bit like him, has been convicted of breaking into a neighbor's home to leave her notes and panties that he wanted to see her wear.
That's nice.
That's really sweet.
Yeah, he's a giver.
Did Santa ever leave you panties for Christmas?
Yes.
Yeah.
They arrested,
wear them and then send them back to me.
They arrested Isitro Lee Sanchez after serving a search warrant on his trailer where they found about...
Where they found about
90 pounds of women's underwear.
Santa uses them to pleasure himself. I'm a kinky bastard.
After a one-day trial, jurors found Sanchez guilty as charged, and it was on three counts of burglary and a count of aggravated stalking.
This is very impressive. We're looking at his mugshot. He is 9 feet tall, Preston.
No way.
Where do you see that?
Or maybe I'm misreading that chart.
I think
there
that's
next
5 foot nine.
Oh, okay. Yes. Yeah, you're right.
Oh.
So he'd be exceptionally large.
Santa's got to go.
Got some panties to deposit.
Sanchez faces up to 40 years in prison on the combined charges. Prosecutor Kaylee Rivera told the jury that from April 2017, one of Sanchez's neighbors received countless notes and pieces of undergarments in her car, on her front porch, and inside her home on her bed.
Dear God.
With each note was a subtle message that a stranger was watching her and waited for the day that he could see her in the underwear that he'd picked out.
He's such a romantic.
His defense attorney, Seth Killian, argued that prosecutors had no direct evidence that tied him to the stalking charge. He conceded Sanchez was in her home.
And yet...
But that he did not have a criminal intent. The only thing, he said, they are going to prove is that he was there.
Huh.
But they won't be able to prove that he was there with intent to commit a crime. The jury disagreed on that. Rivera presented bag after bag of panties to the jury during the woman's testimony. Having her read aloud the notes attached, the woman said while the jury saw numerous panties in the trial, she hadn't been able to collect all of them. She said it got to a point that it happened several times a day.
Unbelievable.
Wow.
I don't know what the hell you expect of me. Santa's got to go.
Man, Santa's very busy. So when you were a kid, would you leave a glass of milk and panties for Santa?
Yeah.
She said, I was just gathering the notes and the panties so I could report them later. It got too much. I worked two jobs, a woman said. On top of the growing task of collecting all the evidence, she and her family also became scared and eventually were forced to move.
And this is in a trailer park, right?
Yep.
Oh, boy.
A Franklin, Indiana man who's been arrested once for driving his lawnmower while drunk was arrested again on Saturday for the same reason. A sheriff's deputy was sent to a lawn around 5:15 p.m. Listen to this. After a caller said a man wearing a neon green shirt riding a red lawnmower pulled into his yard and began to mow his grass.
What?
Was he staying within the lines? Was it erratic?
I don't know. The caller said he told the man to get off his property.
I'm doing you a favor.
The officer officers spotted the man headed on his lawnmower on County Road. The man was identified by his ID card as Barry K. Ridge. Ridge told the sheriff's deputy that he was headed from his uncle's house back to his home.
Name's Ridge. Barry K. Ridge. I'm a lawnmower.
The deputy said that he noticed Ridge's eyes appeared glassy. He asked Ridge if he drank any alcohol, and Ridge reportedly told the deputy that he had three beers about an hour ago.
He had one of those cool lawnmowers that kind of like has tank controls, Preston.
What's that now?
See, what he's driving here?
It has treads. Yeah. Or it has wheels on either side, and you control with the bars in front. Okay, so anyhow, his breath test had registered 0.165. The legal limit in Indiana is 0.08. Ridge was arrested on a preliminary charge of operating while intoxicated with a previous conviction. His lawnmower was also impounded.
So these guys, you have a lot of stories like this where guys get pulled over on lawnmowers or tractors. They're considered motor vehicles.
Yeah, you can't do it.
Can't do it.
And then one more story. In India, a man who is trying to take a selfie with a bear was mauled to death. Yeah, exactly. The man, Prabhu Batara, was with a group of wedding guests when they stopped in a forest in India.
Oh, you want to take a selfie? Okay.
Batara spotted the bear.
You want to put it landscape. And if you push down the volume button, it'll take the picture. And then when this is all done, I'm going to eat you.
Decided he needed a selfie with it.
All right, duck lips, everybody.
The Hindustan Times said the fellow passengers who watched the entire act were busy in shooting the incident instead of trying to rescue him. So they kept taking pictures while he's being...
You know what's very funny? They actually put a bear filter on me. An actual bear.
This is the third wild animal selfie death in this region of India in the past year. So people aren't learning from other people's mistakes.
And the friends just continue to take pictures while he's being mauled to death.
I guess so. That's what they said.
93.3 WMMR. Audio on demand.
A family of raccoons made a wild entrance when they actually crashed through a ceiling and landed in a Michigan homeowner's living room.
Could you imagine if you're sitting there and a whole bunch of raccoons?
Kathy,
you had a raccoon living in your house.
No, it was a possum.
Emergency crews responded after receiving a 911 call. A mother raccoon and her baby somehow broke through the ceiling and tumbled down, landing on an upholstered chair. A man who lives there told emergency crews that he heard a loud crash before finding the raccoons. The Department of Public Safety released video on Saturday of crews working to safely remove them. A lieutenant said that he was bit despite wearing safety gloves and received rabies shots as a precaution. Their efforts were ultimately successful thanks to a dog catch pole and a live trap. And the mama raccoon and her babies were released back into the wild.
They can be cantankerous. They can be sweet. But they are so effing cute.
They're just cute.
They have those hands. Yep.
A Florida woman was arrested on Friday after cops say she falsely called 911 claiming a medical emergency when actually she just wanted some beer. It turns out that Jennifer Sue Roberts' emergency was the need for some beverages. The 57-year-old called 911 twice just after 12 noon and then just before 4 p.m. claiming that she had a medical emergency.
We have a crisis situation here.
Roberts reportedly appeared intoxicated when paramedics arrived at the second call. Records seemingly indicate Roberts, who also reportedly goes by Jennifer Sue Sunday, has been accused numerous times of dialing 911 without an emergency.
I don't have a car.
A mother and her two children, this is a horrible story, are dead following an accident on Interstate 95 in South Carolina that happened after a car struck an alligator in the middle of the road.
What kills me about this, first off, just the actual accident itself is bizarre, but it's South Carolina.
They do get gators from time to time on rare occasions. And that's probably where they hit it. They didn't, you know, it's just weren't expecting something like that. The driver of the 2011 Kia Soul truck struck the alligator. Amber Stanley, along with her 4-year-old son and 2-year-old daughter, all died. It says thermal injuries. They burned to death. It's horrible.
Oh, my God.
The car investigator said ran off the left side of the road, hit a tree, and caught on fire. Okay, we can't end with that. That's absolutely horrible. All right, we'll end with this story. Did you guys catch this? Hipster chefs have a reputation for going too far from science lab-style lattes to others. There are some ridiculous inventions, and sometimes there's plenty of outrage. World leaders are not immune to the plague of hipster food presentation. Israeli leader Benjamin Netanyahu has been slammed over the inappropriate dessert served to Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe when and his wife at his home during a recent trip to Israel, more specifically for the quirky choice of a bowl for these sweets that were served. It was a leather shoe.
A leather shoe?
Actually, it wasn't a real leather shoe, but it looked like a leather shoe, and it was served in that. And Japanese diplomats, Israeli foreign ministry officials, and high-ranking Israeli diplomats who had served in Japan previously were shocked by the idea.
So it wasn't a shoe, it just looked like a shoe.
Yeah, it was a sculpture, but okay. It looked like it. But the Israeli official said there's no culture in the world where you put a shoe on the table.
You give me food in a shoe?
We can't understand what he was trying to say here. If it's humor, then we don't think it's funny. I can tell you that we are offended on behalf of our prime minister.
You innocent us.
There is nothing lowlier than a shoe in Japanese culture.
Can you put the more ice cream in my shoe?
Not only do they not wear shoes at home, you also won't find shoes in their offices. This is a disrespect of the First Order, they said.
I thought it was an off the charts when you serve a hummus in a bra.
But the chef said that it was art and food combined, basically.
Yeah, so. You got to be aware of what the culture dictates.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening to Preston and Steve's Bizarre File podcast. Go to PrestonandSteve.com, click on demand for full show podcasts, and to subscribe so you never miss an episode.